A recent study predicts over the next 50 years, climate change could phase out as much as 70% of the world's current vineyards. That's according to the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. As you can imagine, that would have huge implications for wine, as well as a whole slew of other agricultural products. It's a situation that's concerned this man for years.
My name is László Kovács, and I am from Hungary originally.
Kovács is a biologist at Missouri State University in Springfield, specializing in grape genetics. It turns out that Missouri has played a key role in the past and present of global viticulture.
Missouri has a very large and very rich, very diverse wild grapevine population. And these grapevines have already been used for the past 150 years.
Back in the 1800s, Missouri's grapevines were sent to France because of the resistance to a pest called the phylloxera aphid. These days, there's renewed interest in native species because of other adaptations to factors such as drought.
Life wants to conquer any possible living space. And for example, we have a grape species called the rock grape, appropriately named, because it grows on gravel bars around rivers that are very, very dry. Sun-baked areas, or virtually no other plant can survive.
But does that mean that soon we'll all be drinking wine made from the plucky rock grape?
No. I never had wine, and probably nobody would, because these rock grapes, the fruit is, you would characterize it as undrinkable.
Even if that's the case, it isn't the fruit of the rock grape vine that researchers are interested in. Allison Miller is a biologist working with St. Louis University's Center for Sustainability. And the vines she's showing me aren't from France or Australia. They're from right here in Missouri.
We have our vineyard, our research vineyard, divided into two sets of vines.
On the table in front of us are several dozen tiny vines representing two native species of Missouri grapes.
These two species are adapted to different environments in nature. So one group of our grapevines will receive a drought treatment, and the other one will serve as a control. And what we're interested in is differences in gene expression.
Miller says each species will be subject to drought and control treatments, which will then help identify so-called genetic markers, potentially making it possible to then breed those traits into other grapes. And she says it makes sense to conduct the study in a place like St. Louis.
Many urban areas are thought to act as what are called urban heat islands, which means that they retain and are hotter relative to surrounding areas. And the thought is that that urban heat island may mimic some of the situations predicted under future climates.
In a few weeks, these vines will be planted outside at the Missouri Botanical Garden, where workers are busy installing trellises. Miller's partnering with MoBOT to test the vines at various temperatures and conditions throughout the summer. But even if some of our current vineyards do disappear, it doesn't necessarily mean the death of the wine industry.
You know, I would say that climate change is slower than trends in wine drinking.
Corey Bumgars is the head of winemaking operations at Les Bourgeois Vineyards outside Columbia. He says winemakers are used to phasing out certain species and growing grapes in new locations.
You know, traditional Napa Cab might not be the same as it was 20 years ago.
Whether or not you feel that fact is a cause for celebration is a matter of taste, but native species will likely be a key factor in determining what kind of wine we drink and where we get it. Adam Allington, St. Louis Public Radio.